Back in 2016, an insurgent General Assembly candidate, Maura Walsh, knocked off an incumbent state representative by just 21 votes. That shows the importance of primary elections and how they can turn on a very small number of votes. This year, Democrat Walsh is running for re-election, and she faces a former Donald Trump supporter running as a Democrat. Her rival, Michael Earnhardt, earned the endorsement of the Rhode Island Democratic Party, sparking a controversy that got national attention. Faced with a public backlash, state Democrats withdrew their support for Earnhardt. That crackle of controversy seems far away on Charles Street, a main drag in Walsh's mostly low-income House district. Some residents, like Carolyn Hughes, say they don't follow politics all that closely.
I'm 65 and I haven't voted at all, ever, never.
On a recent weekday, Hughes was relaxing on a beach chair outside the Charles Place high-rise apartment complex with a friend. She says voting is pointless.
For me, it doesn't matter who you vote for because they promise everything that they can promise you and then they don't do diddly squat.
Other residents in the district do plan to vote. Michael Anderson was waiting for a ride on Charles Street. He's undecided in the state rep race between Walsh and her Democratic challenger, Michael Earnhardt. Anderson says his top concern is President Trump.
I don't believe Donald Trump has the state's and the nation's best interest. That's what I don't believe. I believe Donald Trump is out for money and himself.
Elsewhere in the district, Jill Blunt walks her three small dogs down Smith Street when she pauses to talk. Blunt is concerned about whether the state is doing enough to help the needy. She's frustrated by ongoing problems with Rhode Island's computerized public benefit system. Blunt is also apprehensive about President Trump.
I don't care for his politics. I don't care for how he takes care of our country. I don't care for how he's handling Russia.
Blunt is an ardent Democrat, so much so that she named one of her dogs Obama back when the future president was a U.S. senator from Illinois.
Then I have Teddy, and then I have Digger, Teddy Bruschi.
Bruschi, that's the former New England Patriots player. And Blunt is supporting Maura Walsh with the same enthusiasm she has for the Patriots. She calls Walsh a fighter who cares about her constituents.
I love Maura. I think she's excellent. She cares about our area. She cares about us. She cares about us as people.
Walsh was 26 when she first won election in 2016 in a district that includes parts of Smith Hill, Wanscuck, and the North End. She's part of the progressive bloc in the House, advocating for issues like equal wages for women and the needs of struggling Rhode Islanders. Walsh has also occasionally raised the hackles of legislative leaders, like when she spoke last year about a culture of drinking at the General Assembly. Walsh's challenger, Michael Earnhardt, did not respond to interview requests for this story, but longtime Providence GOP activist Dave Tallon argues that Earnhardt could be more productive than Walsh in the General Assembly.
I think Mike would probably be more effective at actually getting things done than Moira is. Moira is very personable, but she's also very outspoken at criticizing people and makes it very hard for her to get anything done up at the State House.
Tallon is running as an independent for city council across town in Ward 8. That ward includes a poor, largely non-white neighborhood, much like Walsh's district. Tallon says voters in these areas are more focused on basic concerns and not so much President Trump or even the race for governor.
It's generally, can you fix my sidewalk? Can you fix the pothole? Can you get me a job?
Pretty much everybody in my district makes less than $40,000 a year.
I spoke with Representative Walsh while she was taking part in a meeting to plan a retirement party for a city councilor. She says money is a constant worry for her constituents.
So the thing that we all share is that we have to work twice as hard to get ahead. You know, they say it's very expensive being poor, and it's something that that people in my community struggle with a lot.
It's a struggle that Walsh can relate to. She's a single mom who says she gets by on her lawmaker's salary of about $15,000 a year. Walsh says she ran for the legislature after a state rep poo-pooed her concern about improving wages for waitresses and other tipped workers. In Walsh's first race, fewer than 600 people voted in the primary. That was all it took to elevate her to her post as a state representative because there was no Republican candidate to challenge her in the general election. Now, with two sessions under her belt, Walsh calls being a state rep the best and worst job she's ever had.
It's the best job as in when you make a difference, it's a really big difference. It's the worst job because you got to really beat your head against a brick wall for 6 months to get there.
Though he declined to be interviewed for this story, Walsh's challenger, Michael Earnhardt, says on Facebook that his priorities include improving public education, increasing jobs for middle and working class families, and improving the quality of life in Providence's neighborhoods. This time, Earnhardt is the insurgent. Voters will decide September 12th whether his message is strong enough to unseat incumbent Maura Walsh. And like the primary that she won to first gain a seat in the General Assembly, the result could be decided by a very small number of voters. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.